Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Denmark, case reopened to investigate police blocking human rights protesters. Puerto Rico, an elderly lady is amazed by the power of DAFA. Candlelight vigil at Washington Monument, compassion and perseverance will prevail. Washington, D.C., truthfulness, compassion, forbearance brings a brighter future to young practitioners. East meets West, introducing Falun Gong at community events in America and Europe. And tourists voice support at Washington Monument. Now for the stories. Denmark, case reopened to investigate police blocking human rights protesters. On June 7th, the Danish Justice Minister announced the reopening of the investigation of a case in which Danish police were charged with violating the Constitution and mistreating Falun Gong practitioners during Chinese leaders' visits in 2012 and 2013. In 2012, Danish police blocked the protesters with four police vehicles when the motorcade of the Chinese president passed by the assigned protest site. In 2013, during the visit of a standing member of the Politburo of the Chinese Communist Party, police took away two protesters wearing bright yellow Falun Gong t-shirts. The victims filed a lawsuit against the police. Investigators found evidence in 2015 indicating that the police actions resulted from an order from higher authorities in an attempt to prevent the protesters from being seen by the Chinese visitors. One attorney believes that the police received a special order which was aimed at removing all protesters from the site of the Chinese leaders, especially Falun Gong practitioners in their distinctive t-shirts. He also believes that the Chinese regime exerted pressure on the Danish government. Søren Espersen, a parliament member and the spokesman of the Danish People's Party, has no doubt that the police were told to take such an action. According to Espersen, the Chinese Communist Party has exerted pressure on the Danish government multiple times. Justice Minister Poulsen announced on June 7, 2018, the reopening of the investigation because a considerable number of emails were found during a routine inspection of the police system's email server. According to Poulsen, it is necessary to investigate the newly found emails, and the parliament members are not against the reopening of the case. Espersen said that while it is necessary for Denmark to do business with other countries, it should not make any trade deals under the condition that people in Denmark cannot say certain things or meet with certain people. He said the Danish government should not yield to the Chinese government's unreasonable demands. Parliament member Berth emphasized the importance of freedom of speech, which cannot be interfered with. He hopes such an incident will never again occur in Denmark.
Puerto Rico. An elderly lady is amazed by the power of DAFA. We were in the Botanical Garden of San Juan, Puerto Rico, introducing Falun DAFA to the public. It was a beautiful sunny day, and many families were out enjoying the annual poinsettia festival. What is Falun DAFA? People asked as they read our brochures and banners. I invited one of the ladies who had asked to experience for herself one of the Falun DAFA exercises, explaining that we were going to do a few slow movements and all she had to do was follow my hands. She agreed. As we were getting ready, two other ladies appeared interested and I invited them to join us as well. They agreed, and as we were getting into a small circle, I noticed an elderly lady a little further back looking on with interest. "Would you like to join us?" I asked her. "It will only take a few minutes." She came over, curious and with a look of wonder. The Falun standing exercise involves holding the arms up in four positions for a certain amount of time, and there is hardly any movement. All was going well, but as we raised our arms above our heads, I noticed that the elderly lady opened her eyes very wide in amazement. We finished, and everyone beamed with a serene smile. "Would you like to share your experiences?" I asked. As the other ladies were saying, "Wonderful," and "So calm," the older lady who had joined us last could barely wait to speak. "Look," she exclaimed, I suffer from a chronic shoulder condition. I have had it for years and years. When he said to move the arms above the head, I knew I wouldn't be able to do it, but my arm just went up by itself. It just went up. I don't know how. It didn't hurt, and I could hold it up there, and it doesn't hurt now. She was amazed. There was a deeper silence among us as we looked at her and smiled. We have experienced Falun Dafa, I said. You each have your own experience of what Falun Dafa is, and you can learn this exercise and the other four. It all starts here with this marvelous book, Duan Falun, which you can download for free. We can help you start. You can start now. Delighted, the old lady thanked us and moved on to tell her friends. The other ladies asked about starting to learn. We talked and I opened Duan Falun at the preface, Lun Yu, and read. Dafa is the wisdom of the Creator. It is the bedrock of creation, what the heavens, earth, and universe are built upon. The ladies were thankful and pensive. Nothing is more satisfying, fulfilling, and worthy to me than introducing people to Falun Dafa and seeing them touched by heavenly light. When you hear someone say Falun Dafa is good, it's hard to imagine just how profoundly true that statement is.
Candlelight Vigil at Washington Monument. Compassion and perseverance will prevail. A candlelight vigil was held at the Washington Monument on the evening of June 22nd, the third day of Falun Dafa practitioners' large-scale activities in Washington, D.C., following a rally and march on June 20th and an experience-sharing conference on June 21st. Thousands of Falun Dafa practitioners and supporters, each with a candle in their hand, sat peacefully beneath the towering monument and looming storm clouds to commemorate the victims of the 19-year-long brutal persecution in China. Joshua Fletcher lives in Washington, D.C. Several days ago, a few practitioners stayed in his rental apartment. Learning that they would attend this candlelight vigil event to commemorate practitioners killed in China for their faith, he decided to join them. Fletcher said he liked the peaceful environment. The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are good because they tell us how to be better people, he said. Dean and Denise, husband and wife from Sweden, attended the event with their 2-year-old daughter. Dean said, "This candlelight vigil is important because we need to raise awareness of the persecution. Everyone should have the freedom to choose his or her belief. Plus, Falun Dafa is peaceful and it uplifts our minds." Denise from Zurich, Switzerland said, "Several years ago, I went to see a Shen Yun performance. A practitioner then gave me a copy of the book Duan Falun, and I finished reading it in 2 weeks. After that, my life began a new phase, with lots of positive changes. I could handle conflicts much better, and my family relationships improved significantly," she said. Daniel Solomon and his wife are from Munich, Germany. Daniel heard about Falun Dafa from his father in 2001. He said, "Practicing Falun Dafa broadened my view and improved my health as well as my moral integrity." Daniel hopes Chinese people will learn the facts about Falun Dafa instead of blindly following the Communist Party. "About 100 million people are practicing it. The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are helping all of us become better people. If more people embrace these values, this will be a better world. I think this is really amazing."
Washington, D.C. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance brings a brighter future to young practitioners. Several Falun Dafa activities took place in Washington, D.C. recently, including a parade on June 20th, an experience-sharing conference on June 21st, and a character formation and a candlelight vigil on June 22nd. Young practitioners who participated in these events talked about what the practice of Falun Dafa has meant to them. Jia, age 22, is studying IT at Carnegie Mellon University. He began to practice Falun Dafa in 1997, following his mother when he was 2. Before that, mother often got sick, and Falun Dafa brought her good health. She has practiced it ever since, he said. deeply impressed by Falandafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, GIA is grateful for its founder, Mr. Lee Hongjer. Being here and seeing practitioners coming from around the world to oppose the persecution, I am very touched. Everyone has his or her story. Because of their belief, some of them were severely tortured, some lost their jobs, and some were separated from their families. I always admire their determination, and I am waiting for the day when the persecution ends, he added. Luann is studying at Texas A&M University with a major in mechanical engineering. During the winter break in January 2015, he saw the book Juan Falun on the desk at home and he began to read it. That afternoon, he finished 8 out of 9 lectures and knew the book was teaching him how to be a better person. When I truly followed the principles mentioned in the book, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, I noticed a lot of miraculous changes. For example, I used to play games or I used my phone a lot and could not concentrate. After beginning to practice, I stopped playing games and my mind became more clear and pure. As he continued to read the book, Luann found his body and mind being cleansed. I used to be jealous and resent others. Now I realize it was caused by the Communist Party culture, and I began treating people with compassion. Falandafa also brought him wisdom. He no longer worries about exams, and he scored first on a final exam shortly after beginning to practice. He also earned the highest level award at the college. He said, "Coming to the event today makes me feel special, as if I am immersed in peace and compassion. It also reminds me to do better and help more people learn about the practice and benefit from it."
East meets West, introducing Falun Gong at community events in America and Europe. Every summer, Falun Gong practitioners from all over the world participate in various local community events, introducing this ancient practice for improvement of mind and body to the public and spreading the message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, the guiding principles of Falun Gong. Chicago, Illinois. On June 14th through 17th, practitioners from Chicago participated in the Libertyville Days Festival in Libertyville, a small town north of Chicago. This event provided a chance for people to learn more about the background of the practice. Quite a few visitors were interested in learning the exercises and asked for contact information for the local exercise site coordinators. Dallas, Texas. Practitioners from Dallas, Texas set up a booth at the Dallas Yoga Fest on June 16th. Many visitors had heard about the practice. One woman said she had seen the Shenyun show twice and liked it very much. She was concerned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China and asked for an update on the situation. She was happy to learn that there was a local exercise site nearby her home. "I will join you next weekend," she told the practitioners. Charlotte, North Carolina. The annual Asian Festival and the Dragon Boat Race are the largest Asian community events in Charlotte, North Carolina. This year, 48 teams with more than 1,000 members entered the race held at Ramsey Creek Park. Practitioners set up a booth at the festival and demonstrated the exercises. Linz, Austria. Practitioners from Austria participated in 2 local events this month, the 2018 Justice Planet in Linz on June 9th, and the Multicultural Festival in Vienna on the following day. Many people stopped at the practitioner's booth and learned the exercises. One of them said he felt a strong and peaceful energy field when doing the exercises with the practitioners. Frankfurt, Germany. Practitioners participated in the 11th Annual Multicultural Festival on June 16th, along with 60 other groups. The Falun Gong entry consisted of the Tian Guo Marching Band, a float, a dragon dance team, and a waist drum team. Krasnoyarsk, Russia. Practitioners in Krasnoyarsk, Russia demonstrated the exercises at the 9th Green Summer Picnic. After the demonstration, practitioners held a free workshop for those interested in learning the movements.
Tourists voice support at Washington Monument. To raise awareness of the persecution in China, several thousand Falun Gong practitioners did the exercises together and formed a Falun emblem at the Washington Monument on June 22nd. It was raining most of the time, sometimes pouring, but the practitioners persevered, demonstrating the same calm resolve seen in their nonviolent resistance to the persecution. Joshua, a tourist from the Caribbean, asked about the event. He learned that Falun Gong practitioners were forming a Falun emblem to raise awareness of the persecution in China. "Thank you for the information. This persecution is horrible. It's a crime." Joshua said that he would like to find out more about Falun Gong. Monica from Canada and Kitty from Florida, who were traveling together, saw many people in bright yellow t-shirts at their hotel. When they encountered yellow t-shirts again at the Washington Monument, they were curious and asked about the event. They said it was great that practitioners were raising awareness at the monument. Eva studies economics in Holland, and her good friend Julia studies politics at a school in Massachusetts. On their way to a museum, they saw the practitioners' group exercises. Eva said that an event in D.C. would impact all of America. Julia said, "We need more of this. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is very good. Washington, D.C. is the best place for such an event." Alec is a fifth grader at an elementary school in Delaware. She was visiting Washington, D.C. with her father, uncle, and cousin. Because she is learning Chinese, the family stopped by the monument to find out what was going on. They learned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Alec's uncle understood that the reason for the persecution is because the Chinese Communist Party can't tolerate values such as truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. They all expressed their appreciation for the information. Wyanee, a local mother, was at the monument with her daughters. They thanked the practitioners for their efforts to demonstrate truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and giving to the world. She said, "I'm glad to see Falun Gong practitioners coming from all over the world to bring the news to Washington, D.C. It's very sad to hear that so many Falun Gong practitioners in China are suffering from such cruel persecution. We hope that this horrible persecution can end soon." She said that the Falun emblem formation and group exercises were spectacular, peaceful, and beautiful. "I think that the world needs them at this time. The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance can help people find their inner peace and kindness. This is so important today. I think nothing stops them, even the heavy rain. Although the rain is nice, it cleans the air and the mind and everything."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.